Whoa, partner, whoa. Stop tuning. You found us on 88.9 KETR, the place for homegrown Texas entertainment and the Grin and Bear It Show, where we grin and, well, you bear it. Tonight, the Grin and Bear It Show somewhat proudly presents to you another installment of Dysfunction Junction, a radio sitcom about Earlene Plunkett, Mama, her husband Marcel, and Norville, their dim-witted 40-year-old son who never had left home. But first, a song entitled Straighten Up and Fly Right by Tim Jones. Thanks, Tim. Now sit back, relax, and stay tuned for Dysfunction Junction. It might just make you feel better about your own life.
Dysfunction Junction, 9643 Sycamore Trail. Dysfunction Junction, Mama Norville and Marcel. We put the fun in dysfunction at Dysfunction Junction.
Wake up, Marcel. Wake up. Don't you remember what today is?
Yeah. Happy birthday, Earlene.
It's not my birthday. It's our anniversary. It's our 50th anniversary today.
I remember. I'm just teasing around with you. Today, I plan on making you the happiest woman in the world.
Oh, that's sweet. I'm sure gonna miss you.
You know, with comments like that, I'm going to have to think really hard before I renew your contract for another year.
I'll make you think renew my contract.
Calm down, Earlene. I'm just teasing with you. Maybe we ought to get up out of this bed and see what's for breakfast. It's going to be a big day for us today.
What do you mean, get up and see what's for breakfast? Is that your way of telling me to get up and cook something? We've been married for 50 years now, and I don't see why you can't get up and cook breakfast just one time.
Do you remember the morning of October the 3rd back in 1972?
Well, no. Why?
Because I got up and cooked breakfast that morning.
You did?
Well, could have happened. Neither one of us remember that day. What do you want for your anniversary anyway, Earlene? I know. I bet you want one of them Mercedes sports cars.
No, not really.
Well, how about one of them fur coats?
No, that's not my style.
Well, what do you want then?
I'd like a divorce.
I'm sorry, Earlene. I wasn't planning on spending that much.
Well, I guess if you're through playing around, I might as well get up and start your breakfast. Ah! Marcel, someone's in the kitchen!
What? Ow! Ow!
Hurry up and get dressed!
Quick, Earlene, hand me that baseball bat out of the closet.
Here.
That's an umbrella, Earlene. What am I supposed to do? Go down there and keep him dry till the police get here? How do you expect me to threaten him with this umbrella?
Well, at your age, I don't know how you're going to threaten him with the baseball bat. After all, he's probably got a gun.
Oh, great. Now I'm taking a baseball bat to a gun fight. Just give me that bat. Okay. You lead the way and go cause a diversion. When you got his attention, I'll sneak up behind him and I'll whack him with this bat.
I don't think so, Sherlock. I'll be hiding behind you every step of the way.
All right. Who's in the kitchen?
It's me, Daddy.
Norval, what are you doing down here in the kitchen this time of the morning?
Well, I just came over to wash some clothes and to get ready for y'all's big party today. Mama, what setting do I use on this here washing machine?
Well, that depends. What does it say on your shirt?
It says Texas A&M.
Good Lord. What kind of idiot are you, Norval?
I don't know. What kinds are there?
You have just enjoyed part one of Dysfunction Junction. Hang in there now. You know you're curious to find out more about Marcel and Earlene's anniversary party. But first, a song.
Hello, coming. I've been wondering where you've been. This party could not start without you. You finally broke my heart and you tore my world apart.
Talented Teresa Logan singing Shades of Blue, Now we return you to the edge of your seat for part two of Dysfunction Junction.
I guess I better get in the kitchen and start cooking your breakfast, Marcel. What would you like this morning?
Well, after all this excitement, I think I'll just have me a bowl of cereal.
All right, one bowl of cereal coming right up.
Before you go in the kitchen, don't you think you'd better write that down? You know you've been forgetful lately.
I think I can remember just one bowl of cereal, Marcel.
Yeah, but I wanted some strawberries on top of it, so you'd better write that down.
I'm pretty sure I can remember just one bowl of cereal and some strawberries.
And I want whole milk, too, not that watery stuff.
Okay, I can remember that. One bowl of cereal with whole milk and strawberries on top.
Daddy, what are you getting Mama for your anniversary this year?
Well, I thought I might take her to that Hawaii in a couple of weeks.
Wow, are you serious? That's a pretty big gift to top. If you take her to Hawaii, well, what will you do next year?
Well, if I missed her much, I guess I'd go back and get her.
Here's your bacon and eggs, Marcel.
Erlene, I told you you'd better write that down. You forgot my toast.
That's probably Elsie. She's gonna take me to the mall today to get your anniversary gift. Good morning, Elsie.
Good morning, Erlene. Good morning, Marcel.
Elsie, I hear you're driving Erlene to the mall. How are you feeling?
Well, I tell you, I sure have gotten old. I've had two bypass surgeries, a hip replacement, and two knees. I'm half blind, can't hear anything quieter than a jet engine, take 40 different medications that make me dizzy, winded, and subject to blackouts, have poor circulation, and can hardly feel my hands and feet anymore. I can't remember if I'm 75 or 82, but thank God I have still got my driver's license.
It's not that bad, Elsie. You look really nice today.
Well, thank you, Erlene. I appreciate it, but nowadays it takes me twice as long to look half as good.
I know what you mean, Elsie. It takes me longer to rest than it does to get tired.
Well, my memory's not as sharp as it used to be. And one more thing, how do you feel there, Marcel?
I feel just like a newborn baby. No hair, no teeth, and I think I just wet myself.
Oh, you're just making fun, Marcel. Come on, Erlene, let's go.
Thank you for listening to 88.9 KETR Commerce, Texas, your place for homegrown entertainment and the Grin and Barrett Show.
Joe's Pool Holler, 8-Ball speaking.
Norville, I think LCS just ran through a red light without even slowing down.
Are you sure, Mama?
Oh, I'm not 100% sure, but I think she has ran through the last two lights without stopping.
Well, if there's another light coming, just concentrate and make sure she stops.
My word, she just ran through another red light.
Well, say something to her, Mama.
Elsie, you have just run through the last three lights. You could have killed us.
Oh, am I driving?
Just turn here, Elsie. Get up here on the freeway. We won't have to worry about red lights. Just turn right here and I'll turn the radio on.
Well, how about that? It's my favorite song, One and Only Fool by Country Flair.
The words you said to me were words I'd only dream. So like a fool, I fell for every line. You made me believe I was your one and only. Then without a word, you left my dreams behind. And now I know. Just you one and only. I was such a fool to have believed in you. But I thought it was love this time. Now you've made me see that the words one and only can only make you weak and make you blind. And now I know what I am to you. I know what they say is true, that I'm your one and only. Still your one and only. I'm just your one and only fool.
Daddy, that must be Booger.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Hey, Booger, come on in. I'm trying to get things ready for the party tonight. I was wondering, what kind of wine do you think I ought to get?
I normally get Chef Boyardeau. Or maybe that Big Red Gulp. Oh, I think I would like some NASCAR Brulee. Yeah, that's my favorite.
That's what I like about you, Booger. You're so highbrow.
Yeah, I can burp and say my name at the same time.
Hey, I bought Mom and Daddy that Dale Jr. wall clock for their anniversary.
Norville, your daddy is sitting right there doing a crossword puzzle. He can hear you.
Oh, don't worry about that. Daddy can't hear good.
I can hear you, Norville. I got a hearing aid last year.
Why didn't you tell me, Daddy?
There's no need for everybody in the family to know about that. Well, I've already changed my wheel 3 times.
How is that crossword puzzle going, Mr. Plunkett?
I got one here I can't get. Old MacDonald had a what?
Old MacDonald had a farm. Everybody knows that.
No. This has got 5 letters.
Well, you spell it with 5 letters.
Okay, Booger. Old MacDonald had a farm. How do you spell farm with 5 letters?
E-I-E-I-O.
Stay tuned for the 50th anniversary party. Can Erlene and Elsie get home safe? Bet you're wondering. So come on back after this song.
With all the bad news that's on TV, with all the crime and misery, and all of the wrongs that we may see, it's hard to keep going. With all the rights that turn to wrong, and all of the weaks that fail from strong, we stop and ask why we carry on. We just keep on losing. But I found a way that I can lose all of these hurt and lonesome blues. Grab my guitar and pull off my shoes. I've got my music. I can get lost in my music. I love to get lost in my music. I can get lost in my music. Yes, I can get away. Now I admit that I can get down. Sometimes I'm so low, I'm level with the ground. And I can make mountains out of little mounds. Ain't none of us perfect. But even if no one's around to hear me sing, I just sit back, relax and do my thing. Just me in the room, and we can really swing. My spirits are lifted. So just hum a tune while you're at work. If you've got an ache, don't just let it hurt. You've got to fight back, or it will get worse. You've got to keep going. You can get lost in your music. Yes, you can get lost in your music. Oh, you can get lost in your music. Yes, you can get away. I can get lost in my music. I love to get lost in my music. And I can get lost in my music. Oh, I can get away. I can get away. I can get away.
Folks, you've just enjoyed Butch Black singing I Can Get Lost in My Music. And now back to the Grin and Barrett's Dysfunction Junction.
We're home.
I'm glad you're safe, Mama. How'd it go?
Fine, fine. We had no problems whatsoever.
How you doing, Mrs. Plunkett? Miss Elsie?
I'm doing well, Booger.
Are you Rita Ferguson's boy?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I thought you were still in jail.
No, ma'am. That was only for 3 days.
Well, did you learn anything?
Yes, ma'am. I learned that in jail, you spend most of your time in an 8x10 cell, and at work, you spend most of your time in a 6x8 cubicle. I learned that in jail. You get 3 meals a day, and at work, you can only get 1 10-minute break with a meal, and you have to pay for it yourself. I learned in jail that you get time off for good behavior, and at work, you get rewarded for good behavior with more work. Don't seem right, does it?
Thanks for that bit of information there, Booger. Anyways, Norval, we brought drinks back so y'all don't have to go out and get any.
Come on, guys. Let's get out back and get the grill started up.
Marcel, here. I'm going to give you your anniversary present early since you're going to be out in the sun.
Why, thank you, Earlene. I've been wanting one of these for a long time.
It's a camouflage hat. What does it say on the front of it?
It says 70 and sexy.
Well, that's not much of an anniversary gift.
But it's what I wanted. And right now, you better be glad I'm wearing my camouflage hat.
But why's that?
So you can't see what I'm thinking.
Well, come on. Let's go light the grill.
Come on, Booker. Just light it.
I'm trying, Norval.
Here, use a little more gas and blow on it.
Oh, don't worry about that, Booker. You can still function in society without your eyebrows.
While those steaks are sizzling on the grill, let's take a few minutes to hear a song.
I remember running over to see my granny. She lived just a short piece down the road. I'd run up and open that old screen door that seemed like such a long time ago. She'd be standing there wearing her old apron. It was her favorite fashion accessory. She'd smile like she hadn't seen me in a long time, and I knew that my granny loved me. You know, Jesus must have wore granny's glasses when he suffered and died on Calvary. How else could he have died for a mess like you and I, when our mistakes are so plain to see? Jesus loves us even when we're all messed up, and he sees in us what no one else could see. Jesus must have wore Granny's glasses if he could see some goodness in me. Well, she'd say, come here and give your granny sugar. She'd hug me and kiss me on the cheek. No matter how much I got in trouble, I knew she was always there for me. Well, her eyes, they got worse as she got older, and those glasses just got thicker, seemed to me. But cataracts couldn't change her perspective or the loving way that Granny looked at me. You know, Jesus must have wore Granny's glasses when he suffered and died on Calvary. How else could he have died for a mess like you and I, when our mistakes are so plain to see? And Jesus loves us even when we're all messed up, and he sees in us what no one else could see. Jesus must have wore Granny's glasses if he could see some goodness in me. If he could ever love someone like me.
That was Tim Jones singing Granny's Glasses. Now back to the conclusion of Dysfunction Junction.
Well, that sure was a nice dinner. I managed to gum it down somehow. And, well, I appreciate y'all for inviting me over to this special celebration.
Well, I'm glad you can make it, Elsie. Marcel, how about me and you going out on the front porch and sitting on the porch swing for a while? Just me and you.
Well, that sounds real nice, Earlene.
Come over here and sit by me like you did when we were young. Now put your arm around me like you did when we were in love. That's nice, Marcel. How about nibbling on my ear like you did when we were teenagers? Where are you going?
I'm going to get my teeth.
Get back over here and sit down. You know, Marcel, it's been real, and it's been fun. It just hasn't been real fun. I'm just teasing. I can't think of anyone I'd rather have spent the last 50 years with than you. I don't think we're getting old, do you?
I don't think we're getting old either, Earlene. It sure is windy, ain't it?
No, I think it's Thursday.
Me too. Let's have a Coke.
Dysfunction Junction, 9643 Sycamore Trail. Dysfunction Junction, Mama Norville and Marcel. We put the fun in dysfunction at Dysfunction Junction.
You have just enjoyed the Grinning Bear Show. Dysfunction Junction is an original script by Lori and Brad Bergen. Tonight's cast included Eve Gish as Earlene, Brad Bergen as Marcel, Gary Herbst as Norville, Amanda Sayre as Elsie, R. Kevin Morris as Booger, and David Gish as your announcer. If you'd like to hear more, join us at 7 p.m. the first Wednesday of every month with an encore presentation the following Saturday evening right here on KETR 88.9, the place for homegrown Texas entertainment.